Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We've been talking the last few weeks about essentially the work of the Holy Spirit, but talking about in the context of the challenge the church presents to us, I think, but it doesn't get articulated all that often, but the challenge of living in what one cardinal described as the two great mysteries of the church, the mystery of the Eucharist and the mystery of Pentecost, and living in and from those mysteries is key to the church being able to live in her full health and full life. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the faith. It puts us in touch with, in a profound and an entirely unique way, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the sacrifice that saves us, the offering of the life of the Son of God on our behalf to take away sin. That deed, that act of love is represented to us every time we celebrate the Eucharist, and Jesus forms and shapes us in the celebration of the Eucharist. He shows us what a human life ought to be, that is a free and full offering of life to the Father. He builds his people, the Holy Spirit poured out on Pentecost, which makes us children of God, and we enter into a relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit uniquely in baptism by receiving the Christ life, the life of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit draws us together around the table of the Eucharist to form a family at the great family meal that puts us in touch with heaven and the offering of Christ's life to the Father eternally on our behalf for the salvation of the world, for our salvation. I want to walk through and continue to walk through some of the key parts of the Catechism. I think beautifully describe the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But let's begin with these basic truths that are articulated even last week. And St. Paul wants us to remember who we are. 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Here's the most important thing that ever happened to you and will ever happen to you until the Lord brings you home. There's nothing on earth that compares to it. No matter how you feel today, friends, you might be starting the day, you might be battling sickness or frustration or discouragement or failure, whatever it is, or even if you're at the top of the mountain today, the most significant and valuable thing in your life is this great truth. God has made his home in you if you are baptized into Jesus Christ. You're literally a temple of the living God, and that is great news. Jesus said, be not afraid. Here's the reason why we don't have to be afraid. Because the thing we're made for, the ultimate yearning of our heart, even if we don't know it yet, and if we're not, haven't yet grasped it and walked in it and are not walking in it fully, the biggest thing that can ever happen to us has already begun. And our destiny in Christ to be saved, to live with God forever in him, sharing in his eternal glory and life, has already begun in us. The down payment has been made in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Paul wants us to remember, he said, examine yourselves, see whether you're holding on to your faith. Test yourself, he said. And holding on to the faith isn't just holding on to a doctrine, holding on to a doctrinal truth. It's a living reality. It's an experiential knowledge we have, the Holy Spirit coming and revealing to us who we are in Christ, revealing the Lord to us. So I want to look at a couple of key paragraphs from Catechism talking about the joint mission of the Son and the Spirit, which I touched on a little bit last week. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs right there on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you. Easiest, simplest way to get a hold of the programs and to watch and listen to whatever we're producing at Renewal Ministries and Ave Maria Radio is just to download the apps, the Renewal Ministries app, the Ave Maria app, and it's all right there at your fingertips. So paragraph 689, the one whom the Father has sent into our hearts, the Spirit of his Son, is truly God. The Father, the creator of all things, has sent the Spirit of Jesus Christ into our hearts. This is how God saves a fallen race of people through the life, death, resurrection, ascension into glory of his beloved Son. Jesus, the second Adam, makes a way that no human being could find or create. And that's a way home to the Father. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not die. That is, be subject to the powers of sin and death, would not die, but would have everlasting life. Everlasting life comes not through following a set of rules. It's not something we can make up. It's not something we can create. Eternal life is offered to us by a loving Father who comes in search of us through his Son, Jesus. Jesus becoming one of us makes it possible for all of us to share in what belongs to him. He's the firstborn of a new creation. Paragraph goes on. It says, consubstantial with the Father and the Son. That means they're of the same substance. It's a big word, consubstantial. It's meaning the same nature. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're all divine. So the Spirit is inseparable from them, the Father and the Son, in both the inner life of the Trinity and his gift of love for the world. Some theologians describe the Holy Spirit as really is indeed a third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but is the love, the intense love between the Father and the Son. God is love. And so that love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is poured out in the gift of salvation. The whole call, the whole saving act of God is to bring us into the relationship. The church has used the word communion between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The paragraph goes on. It said, in adoring the Holy Spirit, life-giving, consubstantial, and indivisible, the church's faith also professes the distinction of persons between them. When the Father sends his word, he always sends his breath, the Spirit. Jesus is the Word spoken by the Father, and it's the Holy Spirit who accompanies the Lord. It says, in their joint mission, the Son and the Holy Spirit are distinct, but they're inseparable. It's important to know that, especially today, because there's some confusion, even in the church, about this. There's some theologians and others saying that their missions can be separate, the mission of the Holy Spirit and the mission of the Son. And the mission of the Holy Spirit can be found, some say, and wrongly, they say that the mission of the Spirit can be found in all different ways and all different pathways and all different religions and all different worldviews, and that what the church needs to do is affirm the fact that, you know, the Spirit is leading everybody on all these multiple pathways, ultimately to the same destination, to God. Well, it's possible, certainly, the Holy Spirit is at work in the world calling out to and revealing dimensions of the light of truth that draws people toward the origin of it all, which is God. But one of the confusions is that what gets communicated is that all these ways are salvific. That is, all these ways lead people to salvation, just like the Catholic Church leads people to salvation. That's not true. That's not true. First of all, there's only one Savior. It's Jesus Christ. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. St. Peter said, there's no other name under heaven and earth by which someone can be saved. Anyone who ultimately enters heaven will see and know that what they long for, what they were saying yes to, in the pursuit of the light which they had been given, who through no fault of their own, they never heard the gospel of Jesus, but by their conscience, by the light, by the drawing of the Holy Spirit, they kept saying yes to the light that's there. The only way you enter heaven is that you are saying yes to the light which comes from Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light which comes from the Father. And only by the blood of Jesus can a human being be saved. Right? And following that truth that they received and all that they were given, and if they surrendered to that light in faith, the church says, which is God's grace that allows them to do that, it's possible for them to be saved. So it's important for us to see what the Catechism is telling us here, that the mission of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are inseparable. It goes on to say, to be sure, it is Christ who is seen, the visible image of the invisible God, but it is the Spirit who reveals him. Paragraph 690, Jesus is Christ anointed, because the Spirit is his anointing. I just want to stop there. Jesus is Christ. That's another word for Messiah, which is another word for anointed. What is the anointing that Jesus has? Or more properly, who is the anointing? It's the Holy Spirit. Jesus is anointed with the Spirit of the Father and the Son. And everything that occurs from the incarnation, it's the Catechism says here, derives from his fullness. The incarnation is what? Jesus becoming man. He's conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so it's the whole work of salvation, the incarnation, the very life of Jesus is made possible because he's filled with the Holy Spirit. It says when Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. And here's why Pentecost, we'll talk about that later, is the fulfillment of Jesus's mission. And why Pentecost, the perennial Pentecost, the church lives by what the Catechism is describing right here. When Christ is glorified, what does that mean? When he was raised from the dead and he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And when he entered heaven, he was taken fully up into glory. That is the full glory of the divinity. And now what's new about that is that Jesus returns to the presence of the Father in human flesh. The eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, existed forever in the Father. But when he became one of us, he became the second Adam. He took up human flesh, assumed it into his person. I know this can be a lot early in the morning, but the Son of God took up into his person human flesh, and then he took that flesh, which in the case of every other human being, had fallen from glory, could not rise to glory, could not rise to life beyond death, could not rise to absolute total freedom in relationship between the Father and the Son, that is, couldn't save itself. Jesus takes human flesh in himself, which he received from Our Lady. When Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. This is why Pentecost is the culmination of the work of Jesus. He became one of us so he could take us into the presence of the Father. And from that place, Paul calls Jesus a life-giving Spirit. He's able to give the Holy Spirit to all those who cry out to him, all those who believe in him, all who say yes to him. The Catechism goes on and says, he communicates to them his glory. That is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. The Holy Spirit fully glorified Jesus as he entered into heaven. Remember when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus told them, some who encountered Jesus after his resurrection, that he had not yet fully been glorified. That meant he had not been fully taken up into the presence of the glory of God the Father. And humanity was glorified in Jesus. Our destiny was established. And then Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is in him in absolute fullness, from the Lord and from the Father, the Holy Spirit is poured out so that new life, God's life, and the glory that raised Jesus from the dead could dwell in us. That's who we are. And the Holy Spirit's mission is to help us understand that, the reality that he gives to us so we can live in freedom and joy and the radical love that's in the heart of the Father. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.